I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. This is where you can go to find out what the contributors and editors and publisher of Audiophile, what we're all listening to and what they think about it. With me, Alan Mintz-Goff, a contributor to Audiophile Magazine. Hey, Alan.
Hi, Joe. How are you today?
Hi, Alan. So what book would you like to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about Stop Saving the Planet! Exclamation point.
Uh-huh. Only one.
Yes, so far.
Okay.
By Jenny Price, and it's read by Hilary Huber. And I need to start before I say anything else is that I said that this book has a, quote, snarky, controlled irony, unquote. And it is read with almost a wise guy kind of tone in Hilary Huber. I mean, this is a book which has a real point of view, and it is subtitled a manifesto, so you know where we're going with this.
Is it preachy, or is there humor to it?
There are both. It's very pointed. She begins by saying that she's a card-carrying environmentalist, and she's got two issues. One, why hasn't there been more progress over the past five decades in the environmental movement? Mm-hmm. And two, why do Americans hate environmentalists? So you can see there's an irreverence in the style and the content. But it's a short listen, and it's very valuable. She has done a lot of homework, and it's witty.
And who is she?
She's a Princeton PhD who works on environmental issues as a writer and thinker.
Okay. And so this is short, and you said it's like a manifesto, but with snark.
Yes, with snark and wit and a lot of style. And I'll have to say that this is a wonderful meeting of a reader and a written piece, because Huber has when we listen to her section, you'll know she really has that snarky sound down, and she has that irony down. But it's very well researched, and it's very well presented, and it's a warning about the dark side of consumerism.
And that's pretty dark and pretty deep, let me tell you. But just a word, Hilary Huber, she does a real range of books. She narrated all of Elena Ferrante's books.
I had read that, and she's very good. You know, this gives her a chance to deal with an argument. And because at bottom, this is an argument. And her argument is that, you know, too many books about the environment are about saving the planet and what can you do. Now, Jenny Price's argument is not what can you do, but what needs to be done. And so she will get into issues like, well, it's wonderful that we can drive Priuses and that we can drive Teslas, but what does it cost to build those? And when will we learn that maybe we should get to the place where we buy a car and that's it? It's a fascinating look at these issues. Well-researched, intelligently presented, tough-minded. Won't be easy for everybody.
I love tough-minded, though. Why don't we hear a little?
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's about the Prius and the meaning of owning these cars.
Okay. This is Stop Saving the Planet by Jenny Price, and it's read by Hilary Huber.
Consider how a Prius, for example, as an established Save the Planet symbol since the 1990s, changes environments. Who cares, in other words, how it saves the environment or doesn't emit CO2? How does a Prius actively contribute to the spewing of greenhouse gases and other pollutants over its 10 to 20-year life? Think mining the ore, for example, and growing the cotton, forging the steel, changing the brake fluid, shipping everything, and junking the battery. Your Prius, or Tesla, if you own one, facilitates an awful lot of greenhouse gas spewing as you and other people make, ship, market, sell, buy, drive, park, maintain, repair, resell, and finally, junk the car.
Oh, preach, preach. That is so true, but you know, consumerism is also so seductive.
No question. No question. My wife has a Tesla.
Yeah. Well, my housemate has a Prius.
And there we are. We're part of it.
Yeah, exactly. But you're right about Huber as being the perfect narrator for this, because she has that listen up tone in her voice.
She really does.
But it's not contentious.
No, she has, like I said, I think she has that kind of controlled irony. And I wrote in the review that the author uses a lot of like, riddle me this, does, however's, you know, when she begins her arguments. So Huber ramps those up, and she does it just exquisitely, I might say. I think she's just a really fine reader.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so this is a very timely book, Stop Saving the Planet by Jenny Price, read by Hilary Huber. Alan, thank you so much.
I'm having a lot of fun, I might add.
Yeah, I am too. Thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Penguin Random House Audio, publisher of best-selling nonfiction and fiction titles for adults and kids, like Sully by John Grisham and Flight of the Puffin by Anne Braden. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. And remember, Audiophile Magazine has another podcast called Audiobook Break, and you can hear a book in its entirety. Serialized, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we drop new chapters, so listen during the week or just binge on the weekends. And it's David Copperfield, read by Nicholas Bolton, and it's really sublime, so do enjoy it. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.